It's time to go beyond the playbook. With us this morning, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good Monday morning.
Yes, as I hear the smile in your voice. Yesterday, the Bills beating the Raiders 34-14. They improved to 5-2 on the year. Break it all down for us.
Well, when this season started, I thought the Bills were in full rebuild mode. And, you know, I certainly wasn't alone. I can't think of anyone who thought the Bills would be having this kind of year as we approach the midpoint of the season. But here we are, bright and early on a Monday morning, you know, my favorite time of day.
Yes.
Talking about how the Bills just blew out a team who many thought would be a Super Bowl right. contender. And it's not like they've rattled off these wins based on a few lucky bounces. This is one of the more complete teams we've seen in Buffalo in quite some time. And even though the 17-year playoff drought has created a bit of an emotional callus that's been tough to heal, yesterday's win was certainly a step in the right direction. They're 4-0 at home for the first time in 22 years. And this is largely led by the defense that was absolutely sensational yesterday. Despite getting no sacks on Raider quarterback Derek Carr, they came away with 3 turnovers, including a return for a touchdown. Coming into this game, I was skeptical that the defensive backfield was missing 2 key starters, but man, they stepped up and compensated with their depth. On offense, not fond of cliches, but I'm going to have to use one here, and that the Bills' offensive line absolutely controlled the line of scrimmage, cleared the way for LeSean McCoy to have 151 yards rushing, which led the league yesterday. And when it counted most, they ground out critical first downs in the penultimate drive to soak time off the clock and solidify that victory before just completely coming away with it. Tyrod Taylor had a solid yet unspectacular game again, 165 yards. Still makes me wonder, though, what would this team be like in this system with a franchise quarterback? Tough to knock him too much as the team racks up these wins. Overall, a complete team victory.
All right, moving forward, what does this game mean? And in terms of position in the standings for the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, big win for sure. Puts them a half game behind the Patriots for the division lead. Improves their conference record. But as that playoff drought callus reminds us, a hot start like this has been had before to no avail. Last time the Bills were 5-2 was 2011. And what happened next? They lost 8 of their next 9 to finish 6-10.
Ouch.
However, I'm not going to keep picking at this, and sorry for the gross early morning callous imagery, but this team, it looks a whole lot different than the 2011 version led by Ryan Fitzpatrick, who started out with a couple of a comeback and last-minute wins. Yesterday's win reflected a team that has the ability to control games. Again, still a long way to go, but through 7 weeks, things are looking up. And if you don't believe me, look no further than the New York Times playoff simulator, which computes a tredecillion ways the season can play out. I didn't even know that was a number. And takes all teams into account, and the Bills are sitting at 60% chance to make the playoffs. 60% really kind of nails how I feel about the Bills. They're looking good. But again, 60%, far from a guarantee.
I'd agree with that for sure. All right, this is going to be a short week for us here, Matt. The Bills play on Thursday against the Jets, so let's get right into a quick preview here. Riding high off a win, how do you see things shaping up on Thursday?
Yeah, Bills need to win again, plain and simple. I'm going to talk about them as if they're a playoff contender because at 5-2, they're just that. And a playoff contender needs to beat a 3-4 Jets team, even if it's on the road in a short week. The matchup sets up really well for the Bills. Sure, the Jets are 3-5, rather, and looking better than many expected, kind of like the Bills. But the Jets' defense, they're ranked 25th in yards allowed and 19th in points, and their offense is much better. They're 19th in yards and 21st in points. The point being, they aren't very good all the way around, and this is a Thursday night game on the road, and Thursday night games, they can be unpredictable, so I expect a lot from the Bills' defense again. They are fourth best in the league in points allowed, and they're facing a Jets offense led by quarterback Josh McCown. McCown is a journeyman quarterback who's managed to hang on with more teams than I can remember. If you're a legitimate playoff team, you beat a Josh McCown-led Jets team. Winning on the road, it's always hard in the NFL, particularly on a short week. But this type of game really defines playoff contenders, and it's actually worth looking at the dreaded Patriots in this regard. A couple of weeks ago, they barely beat Tampa Thursday night on the road. But even though it was close, they came away with the win. So all that being said, it's the latest challenge to see how the Bills measure up. They're looking like a solid, unexpectedly above-average team, and Thursday will be the next test to see, is this for real?
All right. And then we'll talk to you, of course, bright and early Friday morning with another installment of Beyond the Playbook. Matt Sabuto.
Sounds
Thanks
good.
As always.